Several not-for-profits are backing the study, including the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo. Kara Madaliano is Vice President of Community Impact for that organization.
We are really excited about this report because for the first time ever, we have been able to combine the city's data on housing with the county's data on lead poisoning, and that gives us a really good picture of where the problems are and what the policy solutions might be that would be the most effective.
Children exposed to lead are at risk of health problems, including slowed mental development and behavioral disorders. Severe levels of lead poisoning can lead to convulsions, coma, or even death. Over the past year, the city of Buffalo inspected more than 5,000 structures and issued 574 letters of violation to the respective property owners. More than 10,000 tenants of rental properties within the city, meanwhile, returned signed forms confirming they were made aware of the likelihood of lead paint in their homes. The risk is not limited to the city, though. Madaliano points out many suburban homes are also at risk.
If your house is built before 1978, and many are, especially in the first-ring suburbs, your house almost undoubtedly has lead paint in it somewhere. Especially in those window wells, people don't paint those very often, and they're friction surfaces, so they move up and down and create dust that flows into your house if you're not careful.
The report is expected to be completed and released in about 6 to 8 weeks. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.